Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, folks. This podcast is made possible thanks to donations from my listeners. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can just click a little yellow donate button on the website, and I'd be very grateful. Also, the podcast is made possible thanks to sponsorship. The sponsor for this episode is iTalki. And let's say you need to get more speaking practice into your life. You need to brush up on your spoken English. Maybe you've got some sort of interview coming up, or you're going to take an exam, or just generally you feel like you want to improve your spoken communication in English and get your fluency and confidence up to where it should be. You need a one-to-one teacher or a conversation partner. The most convenient way that I can think of is iTalki. Just go onto the website, look through their teachers, find someone, maybe have a trial lesson, check out their videos that they've published. And when you find someone you like, you can buy some talking time, and iTalki then will send you a voucher for a free lesson. Okay, to get the offer, go to teacherluke.co.uk/talk or click an iTalki logo on my website. And just before we start properly, I'd like to just remind those of you who are in London at the moment that there is a London LEP meetup happening on Saturday the 28th of September at 6 p.m. at the Fitzroy Tavern in central London. The postcode is W1T2LY. Okay, LEP meetup, London, Saturday, 28th of September at the Fitzroy Tavern, London, W1T2LY from 6 p.m. Okay, nice one. Right, let's get started, and here's the jingle. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this podcast, which is made by me in my flat in order to help you learn English and also enjoy learning English too. If you heard the last episode, you'll remember that I was planning to play an idioms game with Paul, and that's what you're going to hear in this episode. A game with Paul in which we have to try to include some idioms into our conversation seamlessly. What you can do in this episode is not only follow the conversation as usual, but also try to spot all the idioms as they crop up. There are 15 in total. Admittedly, about 3 of them are explained and defined at the beginning, but 12 others are slipped into the conversation and then explained and defined at the end. So can you spot all the idioms during the conversation? Do you know them already? Can you work out what they mean from context? This is good practice because it encourages you to pay attention and notice new language as it occurs in natural conversation. Noticing is actually an important skill which can really help with language acquisition. Here's a quote from the British Council's website for teacher development, teachingenglish.org.uk. It says, when learners notice new language, they pay special attention to its form, use, and meaning. Noticing is regarded as an important part of the process of learning new language, especially in acquisition-driven accounts of language learning, when learners at some point in their acquisition notice their errors in production. Noticing will only occur when the learner is ready to take on the new language. For example, a learner might make an error in the use of a preposition, but then notice its correct use by another learner or in an authentic text or something, and this might allow them to then begin to use it correctly. So it's an important skill to develop. To be able to notice language, to identify certain bits of grammar or certain fixed expressions like idioms, notice the form, so all the individual words used to create the idiom, and the meaning. It helps you identify differences between your use of English and the way it's used by natives, and that comparison allows you to then adapt your English accordingly. This awareness of what kind of English you're aiming for is vital. Developing noticing skills is an important part of developing learner autonomy and your language acquisition skills in general. The better you are at noticing, the more you are able to learn English just by listening to audio that you enjoy rather than going through a language course book which teaches you specific language items. So I encourage you to pay special attention during this episode on idioms and fixed expressions. Obviously, idioms are confusing because they're not literal. The whole phrase means something different to the individual words being used. About the idioms that you will hear, these are all very common ones. Some of them you're bound to have heard before and won't be new to you. In a way, though, if you have heard them before, I'm not concerned. That just means that you're starting to learn all our idioms, which is a good thing. Remember that you also have to be able to use these idioms, not just understand them. When you do use them, be extra sure that you're using them 100% correct. For example, you're not using a wrong little word here or there, or perhaps collocating the phrase with the wrong verb or something. The topic of the conversation with Paul just happens to be Paul's brother Kyle, who we talk about on the podcast occasionally. In case you don't know, Kyle Taylor is a professional footballer who plays for the Premiership football team Bournemouth FC, although he is still yet to make his Premiership debut. He hasn't actually played in the Premiership yet, but he has played in the FA Cup. So a debut is your first game. So yes, he hasn't played in the Premiership yet. He's only about 20, I think, but he has played in the FA Cup. All right, so we'll talk a bit about Kyle and his footballing career. All right, so you can listen to Paul and I, yes, discussing Kyle and his footballing career, amongst other things, and you have to spot the idioms, which will all be explained at the end. All the idioms are listed on the page for this episode on the website, so check them out there. If you want to see specific things like spellings, the specific form of the idioms, and so on. Right then, so without any further ado, let's begin. Now, I've just realised...
Have you not been recording?
No, I've been recording.
Oh, okay.
Everything's okay.
Just realised that we haven't been recording.
I was planning to play some sort of card game during this conversation.
Yeah.
And I realised maybe 10 minutes in...
Yeah.
That I hadn't done it. And then it's like, I can't stop it now. We've got to keep going until we've reached our conclusion.
How long have we been talking about?
About half an hour.
Okay.
So, is going to make it difficult for me to write the title of the episode. Because if half an hour in, the thing that's in the title of the episode happens, that's going to feel like...
It's too far out.
Yeah, it feels like I'm going to be mis-selling the content.
So should we just keep talking about updates and then do a second episode?
No, we're going to do it anyway. So what I'm going to do in the title is I'll call it something like, you know, baby update slash this thing that we're going to do too. So we're going to keep talking. But so what I've got here, listeners, in my hand is a little pack of cards. Now this came
red and white striped socks.
I don't know why they've got red and white striped socks on the back.
Okay.
In fact, there's lots of things I don't really know about this card game, but I think I picked it up with my brother in a charity shop in England a couple of years ago because we spotted it, and it's basically like a sort of idioms game.
Mm.
So the idea is that there's two sets of cards. One set has got the idioms written on one side. The other set of cards has got a picture to help you remember it. And the other side has got a clue. So I think the idea of the game is that you're trying to, it's a guessing game for idioms.
All right.
Or phrases. But I thought that's perfect for learning English. So basically, essentially, I've picked one of the decks of cards, and it's the ones with all the idioms on them. Okay, so on each...
Oh, okay, yeah.
On each card in front of me here...
Is an idiom.
There's an idiom.
Yeah.
For example, I'm going to just show one to you. Can you tell me what that is?
Back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board is one of them as an example.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you want me to do?
So I mean, I'm just giving an example of an idiom. So let's go, you know, back to the drawing board. It's a bit like, let's go back to the beginning of the planning stage. Like if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And it something doesn't...
like with the baby, exactly what's been happening is like, she's got a bad stomach. All right, cool. Let's rub her belly because then maybe she'll poo quicker. Okay, that's not working. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's as literally as if there was a drawing board and you're writing your ideas on the board going, okay, it's not stomach issue. Is it because she needs her nappy changed? No, that's okay. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. So the plan hasn't worked. Let's go back and make a new plan. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's just an example of one of the idioms that's in the deck. I've put that to one side.
Oh,
now,
are you going to hold it and you're going to give me clues to give you clues?
No, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to keep talking. I've no idea what we're going to talk about.
Oh, we have to push it in.
And we have to just
slide it in.
Put the idioms in.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I'm going to let you take, and we're going to do six each.
Okay.
Do you reckon that's too much?
No, I think that's all right. I thought you were going to do like what's I don't know what the game is called, but you know when you have like a famous person,
right?
And you have to try and get them
like
to guess
taboo or something like that.
Yeah, but we've done that before.
We've done that.
We did that with something else.
The vocab battle, and that's when we established that you don't know any words. That was in the very early days. So I think six each. We're going to try. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this all in the edit, but I'll do it because this might be the beginning of a new episode. I don't know. We might just have a half an hour. Short update, one. and then this, but we'll see. I'll work something out. It'll be okay. So can you just
pick a card?
Take six of them.
Six.
Yeah, any six at all. Don't show me, obviously.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Don't show me, but I
four,
would...
Mm-hmm. Five, six.
I would like you to have a look at them all.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you know them. Right?
Right.
Because you need to be able to use them and know them. Otherwise, this won't work. One, two, three, four, five, six. There's six for me as well. Let's check that I've got them.
God, that one I don't know.
Right, there's one here which is I just think is too easy, and I've taught it on the podcast fairly recently.
I don't know what one of them means.
Feeling under the weather. I'm going to get rid of feeling under the weather because I feel like it's just everyone knows it.
Mind your P's and Q's. I've never heard that one.
It's basically like be polite.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, mind your P's and Q's is like be polite and be correct.
I thought it was going to be like mind your own business or something.
No, but mind your P's and Q's means sort of be polite, speak politely, as far as I'm aware.
But this is going to, I feel like what's, I feel like we've done this game before, but not with idioms, but with other things, and with Amber, and it became like a ridiculous conversation. It was so obvious.
Yes, it's possible that was
going to happen.
And
it's also, I think Jimmy Fallon does a thing, but it's nothing to do with idioms. It's another thing where they try and insert random words with celebrities.
Yeah.
And you can tell straight away.
Let's see how it goes. So the idea is, I don't know which idioms you've got.
Yeah, and I don't
And you don't know which ones I've got. Correct. And the listeners don't know anything at all. So we're just going to keep
going.
They
don't know anything at all.
They don't know anything.
They don't know any of the things.
They know zero thing. They know about as much as your daughter knows. Okay, so this is going to be a bit difficult, but what we have to try and do
is just keep the conversation as it was.
Keep the conversation going, right? And we've got to try and insert the idioms into our conversation.
Yeah.
And we've got to do it in a quite a smooth
way.
Don't make it really obvious.
Yeah, I'm not going to open my eyes and be like, oh, mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, you've got to try and make it sort of
but
fairly
is
seamless.
Is the challenge for us to try and guess when the other person's done it?
Yeah, exactly. And we have to try to decide which idioms we think the other one is inserting into the conversation.
Right.
Okay,
but, I mean,
do you want a piece of paper so you can maybe write down your ideas?
Yeah, it's just what I'm going to do is I'm going to write them so I can have them all in one
in one
thing, because otherwise if I've got five, six cards to try and to try and hold up at the same time.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to need to do the same thing in order to write them. So I'm pausing the podcast so we can prepare ourselves. So
let me get the microphone cable off.
So that the cable doesn't, what was it? Dangle down?
Dangle down. No, drape.
Drape down.
But dangle, I think, was the word that I was looking for.
Drape would be used for, for example, a large sheet, which is you're putting over a motorbike.
Well,
the sheet drapes over it's like a, that's drape when a large sheet hangs down.
Yeah.
Dangle would be like one single thing.
Right.
Like, for
example, drape, I think the word drap in French, D-R-A-P, without the E, is a sheet.
Right.
So sheet.
So drape I think. Yeah, it's a verb, like to cover something in a sheet, but also it could be draped down, could be like a sheet hanging down. Mm. I think you're all right.
I think you're all right. All right there.
Ah, you're all right.
Where do you like a point against
it? You're all right.
You're all right.
You're all right. You're all right. You're
fucking English.
Right, so we have to just keep talking now.
Yeah.
So listeners, we're not going to point out the idioms when they've been said, although I have to try and make a note of things idioms I think Paul has used.
Well, it's going to be really easy because...
It doesn't matter. It'll be less easy than you think.
Well, it'll be good for your listeners, but for you, you'll get them straight away because I've never said any of these things in my life. So you'll know straight away because it's not something that I would typically say.
What you could do is throw in some other idioms...
To put you off.
To put me off.
Yeah, I thought about that.
You know?
I was just like, this is getting too complicated now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, Why would you do that?
So let's start.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to start from now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we need to get started. Yeah. I nearly used one. So make sure you write them down when you think
I've used them. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So let's get our, okay. Let's get our skates on and get started properly.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Oh, man. God. Yeah, all right.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Well, the debate is still what's going on. Do you know what I mean? In other news,
mm-hmm. he said, randomly changing the conversation for no apparent.
In other news, going on in my life, you know, because you keep talking about my brother all the time.
Your brother? Oh yeah, yeah.
My little brother.
He's a football player, right?
Yeah, my brother's a football player. He's a Premier League player.
Yeah,
he played for Bournemouth.
Right.
But he never got a Premier League debut. He played in the what do you call it? In the FA Cup.
Yeah.
He had a couple of FA Cup matches.
Just hold the microphone close to your face there.
Yeah. All right, mate. All right, calm it down. Do you know what I mean? Like, basically, yeah. I make fun of him in my new show, by the way.
Good.
Because he doesn't speak very many languages.
How many?
Well, I do
one?
A bit.
Less than one?
Yeah. That's kind of the joke. Yeah, that's the joke. It's basically, I talk about the fact that, you know, even though he's a Premier League footballer, he scored hat tricks and he's very good at playing football. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't feel sweet. I talk about, where are you from? Do you feel more this than people are like, where are you born, Paul? England, so you must be English. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't work because my brother was born in Switzerland. He doesn't feel Swiss because he doesn't speak any of the four languages that Switzerland speaks. He barely even speaks English because he's a footballer. And at the end of the day, what I've done, yeah,
obviously,
I've scored a hat trick. Yeah, I've put the ball in the back of the net. Do you know what I mean? And basically, so I make fun of him for that. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, him. He unfortunately didn't get a Premier League debut.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to get on loan. So he's now on loan.
Yes.
To a club.
It's not like secret information. We're not letting.
We're
not letting the cat out of the bag or anything here.
No, it's we're definitely all, not no. letting the cat out of the bag. No.
So none of this is secret information. You can tell when I'm using an idiom because I can't stop smiling. Like,
oh God!
Plus, I had to like talk over you to get that idiom in there.
Yeah, it's because I'm talking too much.
All right, go on.
Anyway, he wasn't feeling great because he didn't get a Premier League debut. He's just feeling a bit down in the dumps. And so what he wanted to do was get a loan to a club in a lower league.
All right.
So he was able to play with men because he's young. He's 20.
To play with men?
To play with...
Okay.
Yeah, to play with men.
I don't know.
God. Anyway, so he... He wanted to get on loan.
Right.
He got a loan.
What does that mean, to get on loan?
To get on loan. So essentially what it means is, if you're a young player and you play for a big team, a Premier League team, for example, and as a young player, you're not getting enough chances to play matches with the big team, because there's a difference between playing youth football and men's football, and so he wasn't getting enough opportunities. And so what clubs tend to do is they send their players out on loan, so they loan their players out to a club in a lower league so that they get experience playing with men, and then once they've got experience playing with men, then they come back to the team.
So has your brother got lots of experience of playing with men now?
He's got definitely. No, well, he's got this. So he plays for a new team now. It's called the team's called the Forest Green Rovers, who are in League Two. So like three leagues down.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on, just a second. So he got put out on loan to some Division Two team, just for the experience.
Yeah, to play with to be able to play with men. I'm going to keep saying it because it's now funny.
Where? In the dressing room? In the bath at the end of the game?
No, just on the pitch, straight out.
Yeah, because the footballers do play with each other quite a lot. Have you seen them patting each other's bums? They do it less than they used to, but footballers sort of in the 80s used to pat each other on the bum quite a lot. A lot of feeling each other up.
Yeah.
Less than rugby players. They love grabbing each other's ghoulies, don't they?
Do they?
They do. Have you never played rugby?
Well, I played it at school, but I've not.
You know,
played...
in the scrum.
Yeah.
How do you make a scrum?
You put your head in between.
You put your head, well, sometimes. And also, you're putting your arms up between your teammates' legs.
Yeah.
From behind and then holding onto the front of their shorts.
Okay.
In many cases.
It's almost literally like taking the bull by the horns.
Almost literally taking the bloke by the bollocks. Taking the bull by the horns. Almost literally. Hold on a minute, listeners, while I write this down. The horns.
Did
I finish my point? Anyway,
no, you were shocked that he got loaned to a lower club.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Well, yeah, because they just said basically, mate, what you got to do is you've got to get experience playing with men before you play with men in the Premier League. So go and start, because he wasn't getting any starts in the Premier League. He was only on the bench, really.
Right.
And so, like, basically, what you've got to do, get experience with a lower team, pull your socks up, and fucking work as hard as possible, and then come back to us.
Pull your socks up as well. Okay. That's interesting. So essentially what he's doing is he's really just bending over backwards to get the experience he needs to then make it to the first team.
The first team in the Premier League, yeah.
To get his Premier League debut.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I hope that goes well for him.
Yeah.
How is it going for him? Does he feel okay? Is he feeling good?
I think so, yeah. Well, what's cool for me is the interesting thing with the Premier League and when Bournemouth were playing is I can never watch it when I'm over here,
yeah,
because of the rights, TV rights and all that kind of stuff. The cool thing now he's in League Two is I can watch their matches
free online.
Not free, but you can pay like £5 or something, and they have it on streaming because
those lower level teams. I mean, they're, you know, who wants to watch them?
Exactly.
So it's like you know they're practically giving away tickets.
Almost, yeah. And the weird thing is like international. You can watch it internationally more than you can at home because some Sky Sports have some of the rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. I think he's doing all right. I think he's excited. I don't know. It seems weird that he's gone that far down, like to League Two. Like normally you drop one league.
That's Premiership to Championship to League One to League Two. So that's 1, 2, 3 levels down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he gets on.
Okay. Has he scored any goals for Bournemouth?
For Bournemouth, no. And for the new team, no.
Nothing.
He's only been...
No goals. No. Nothing. Not a sausage.
No.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, God.
Okay, cool.
A sausage. I've not heard that one before, but that's good.
You've really not heard that before?
No, I've not heard that one.
We'll come back to that, listeners.
No.
So,
listeners, are you all ears? Because you must be listening to everything that's going on here.
I'm sure they are all ears right now, as they always are when they listen to this podcast. And in fact, the All Ears English podcast, there's a podcast out there called the All Ears English podcast.
Is there?
Yeah, it's presented by two American girls. They're full of energy, full of beans, and they're full of enthusiasm. It's good. Yeah. Is it notice, listeners, when we pause, it means that one of us is writing something down. Yeah, man. Yeah, all right, cool. Well, that's great. Do you think he's going to, you know, make it as a footballer? Do you think he's going to?
I don't know. Here's the problem. My dad is the optimist.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's like, he's always been the world champion of everything. My dad's like, oh, yeah, back in my day, I used to be a professional. Well, and it's just like this thing. And you know, I don't really speak to my brother that much. I should speak more, but he's useless at keeping in touch, as am I. Anyway, so I usually go through my dad for the news, and especially when he was younger, like he'd be bigging him up, being like, yeah, he's amazing, he's really good at football. So I had like this thing, and it was like he's in a Premier League team now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know, if I'm honest.
What's your dad like in terms of giving feedback to you and your brother?
He doesn't really give feedback to me.
No, he doesn't tell you what he thinks of your shows and stuff?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, he's you know, he's English.
Isn't he from Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Yorkshire men are generally kind of straight talking. They call a spade, don't beat around the bush, you know. Tend to just be very, you know, straightforward.
Did you just double whammy me there?
Maybe.
Oh, bastard.
I said that Yorkshire men tend to call a spade, they don't beat around the bush.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm done, Paul, I'm out. I've done my six.
Good work.
Just need to wait for you to catch up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to keep my last one and save it for a rainy day.
We'll stop there then. We were just saying that in terms of the conversation, I was asking about how direct your dad is in his feedback. I've got the six. Might as well.
Six
you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to close that point just so that we don't leave it dangling.
Yeah. No. He's from Yorkshire and he's quite hard emotionally. So he doesn't show his emotions that much. Yeah. So he's never, you know, I know that he's proud of both of us and all that kind of
stuff.
But he never, you know, compared to my mum anyway, he doesn't show our emotions. But I think he gives more feedback to Kyle because I think he knows more about football.
Yeah.
Like every football supporter does, you know? They're on the side of the bench shouting at the manager, going, fuck off! And they're telling, you know, they tell their foot, why don't you kick it in the back? And why did you pass it to him, you cunt? And so they get really angry. So I think anyone who follows football thinks they know the game better. Yeah. Whereas comedy's different. You know, my dad couldn't be like, oh, I would have told the joke this way because he doesn't tell jokes, but he's played football before.
What about your mum? How's she in her feedback with the two of you?
Well, my mum doesn't really know my brother. It's my brother on my dad's side.
Oh, I see.
So it's half brother.
I see.
But yeah, she loves. She comes to the show.
What does she say to you after a show?
Oh, Paul. I can't believe it, Paul.
You know he's my son.
Could you imagine? Did you ever think in a million years you'd be doing this? Did you ever think when you were working at Apple this was what your destiny was going to be?
I'm so proud of ye.
I'm so proud of ye. This is the best thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Right. Right then. So let's go through. So I'm going to... You can tell me the ones that you think I said.
And
you got six of them, did you?
I got...
Because I only got four from you.
I got six of them.
You got six of mine. So tell me what the six were and we need to explain them as well.
Yeah, the first one I wrote, because I didn't want to spend too much time writing, was Get Skate. So I think that was Get Your Skates On.
Get Your Skates On, that's right. That was one of the ones I said.
Which means kind of like, hurry up, let's go.
Like, get your roller skates on, get your skates on, hurry up. Like, come on, we've got to leave, we're going to be late, come on, get your skates on.
Yeah.
So do you remember how I said it in the in our conversation?
I think it was at the beginning, it was like, let's get our skates on and let's get on with the conversation.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Yeah.
Number two, I had Let the Cat Out of the Bag.
Correct.
To let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag.
In context, you were talking about my brother's football career. Have we let the cat out of the bag by saying that he's moved to a different club?
Right.
Means, have we spoilt the surprise? Have we said something we shouldn't have said?
Yeah, have we kind of revealed the secret? Yeah, or spoilt the surprise?
I don't know why cats
in
bags.
The cat out of the bag.
Who are these cats in bags?
I don't know. Why are we putting cats in bags?
I don't know. And why is it back? Anyway, the other one, number three, was bending over backwards.
To bend over backwards. It's a good one, isn't it?
It is a good one. I don't remember in what context you said that, though.
I think I said that he was bending over backwards to get the right experience.
Potentially,
so that the club would give him a start.
Bending over backwards, as you can imagine, physically is quite difficult, so it means doing something difficult.
Well, it really means making a lot of effort. And often making a lot of effort for someone else. So I think it's like bending over backwards would be like, you know, you stay in a hotel and they say, so how was your stay here at the hotel? And you go, oh, it's fantastic. You know, everyone really bent over backwards to make sure that we were well looked
right
after.
Right now I'm bending over backwards to try and make my daughter feel better.
Right, exactly. It's like making a lot of effort for someone else, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Number four on the list that I had for you was Not a Sausage.
Not a Sausage, exactly.
I'd not heard that
You've never
before.
Heard that before?
No.
So it's just another way of saying nothing, zero, zilch, nada, right? Not a sausage means none. Like, so you went fishing. Did you catch any fish? No, nothing. Not a sausage.
Well, obviously, you didn't.
Yeah, you weren't trying to catch sausages.
And then the one following up, which is another English breakfast, full English breakfast, was full of beans.
Full of beans. So it's
that means full of shit, like full of...
No.
No?
Full of shit.
Like if...
What?
I don't...
Come on, you don't know that one?
No. Full of beans.
Unbelievable.
What context did you use it in again?
So I was talking about the girls from All Ears English.
Yeah.
And they're full of energy.
Oh, full of energy, full of beans.
Full of beans. So lots of energy. Seriously, you didn't...
context, I understood it, but I would never use it.
Unbelievable.
And number six, now I don't know because it's either beat around the bush or call a spade a spade. I originally put beat around the bush, but I'm going to say spade is a spade.
Call a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade.
That's right.
Yes.
And so I was talking about your dad and how he's from Yorkshire, and typically Yorkshire men, they like what they say, and they say what they bloody well like. They're straightforward, down-to-earth types, and we don't muck about. We call a spade a spade. Is that a Yorkshire accent?
Yeah.
Tend to get a bit confused when
you go up north. Yeah, it sounds like my granddad.
Sometimes, do you ever get mixed up between, like, Lancashire and Yorkshire in terms of accents?
I couldn't tell you the difference.
Because like, Manchesterite, sort of like in Manchesterite, right, people are sort of like that, aren't they? Mm. All right, I'm from Manchester. What are you going to do about it?
Mm.
And then, but you go over to Leeds and they're sort of talking like that, aren't they? I'm from Leeds. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. I'm terrible at those very specific ones. And then like you've got someone like Sean Bean, who's from Sheffield. Sean Bean,
yeah,
from Sheffield. New stuff available now from Morrison's. Right? Boromir, like selling vegetables. So, yes, what was that last one? To call a spade. A spade is something you would use to dig a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
If you want to dig a hole in the ground, what do you need?
You need a spade.
So I don't know why.
In French, it's to call a cat a cat.
Really?
Appeler un chat un chat. That's the same expression.
It's like you talk straight.
Yeah.
You get straight to the point.
Exactly.
You don't use euphemisms.
Exactly.
You're very direct. You call a spade a spade.
Something that English people notoriously are not very good at.
Okay, so just going through that list again,
right,
listeners.
I got the six. Pow.
Get your skates on. Call a spade, not a sausage, meaning nothing. Full of beans, let the cat out of the bag, and bend over backwards. Right, now I only got four. Did you actually use six?
I used six.
Damn.
Oh, mate.
Damn. So one of them, I think, was down in the dumps.
Correct.
Down in the dumps. So you can feel or be down in the dumps, and that means you're feeling sad.
Yeah.
Depressed. Who was that who was down in the dumps?
My little brother, yeah.
Because he wasn't getting...
Because he wasn't getting a start in the Premier League.
His Premier League debut, so he was feeling down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Then, the next one, I think, is to take the bull by the horns.
Yes.
So, and I think your brother, it was basically like, so he's decided to take the bull by the horns.
No, it was the rugby scrum... Literally taking the bull by the horns.
Literally taking the bull by the horns. In fact, actually, it's taking the bloke by the bollocks.
Yeah.
So taking the bull by the horns is basically taking control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might be a difficult situation, but you go in and you really get it all under control. And you can imagine literally taking a bull by the horns, holding it by the horns. You wouldn't do very well. I mean, you'd be gored to death, probably.
And you'd get retweeted by Ricky Gervais.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
He likes retweeting matadors that get horns up their ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's very animal.
He's very sort of very animal, animal safety, animal protection, animal rights. So the third one, I think, was to pull your socks up.
Correct.
So if you pull your socks up, listeners, it's kind of like, well, how would you describe that? Pull your socks up. Change your attitude. It's change your attitude and sort of start again.
I'll pull your socks
up.
Yeah,
come on. Like, you need to pull your socks up.
I thought it was more like get a grip. Yeah, get a grip.
Get everything under control and make a new start and change your attitude.
Yeah.
So if I said that to one of my students, look, you know, you really need to pull your socks up.
Yeah.
What does that suggest?
It means that they're not working hard enough. And it's just like, you've got to pull your socks up. Mate, if you want to get good grades, you've got to pull your socks up.
Yeah.
If you want to become a good comedian, you've got to pull your socks up, mate.
Yeah. So that means like you've got to... change your attitude, change the things you're doing, and improve. Yeah, pull your socks up. For me, it's like if you're kind of failing or not working hard enough, you pull your socks up and you start again with a better attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the fourth one was to be all ears.
Yeah.
That's where, if you're all ears, it means you're listening very carefully.
Yeah.
Right? When did you say that?
I said that, listeners, are you all ears listening? Because I wrote down a thing and you're like, oh, when we're silent, we're writing down stuff. I'm like, listeners, you were all ears about what's going on.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So that was only four. So I missed two.
Yeah.
What were the other two then?
So the other two was the first one I started with, which was a hat trick.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously. How could I have got that? So a hat.
That's why I started talking about, I saw that. I was like, oh, I'll talk about my brother since we talk about him now and again.
And he scored a hat trick.
He didn't.
He didn't score a hat trick.
He didn't score anything.
So you said he didn't.
In fact, you even asked me towards the end of that conversation, so has he scored for Bournemouth? And I was like, no. And you're like, and I was like, he hasn't scored for anything. But at the beginning of the conversation, I said, even though, what was I saying? I can't remember what I was.
But you lied and you said that he scored a hat trick.
I said he scored a hat trick.
Okay.
I was a good placement.
Hat trick.
And then the last one.
Oh, wait, a hat trick is obviously when you get three of something.
Yeah, it's when you.
Football.
Why is that? It's weird, isn't it? Is
there'll be a reason. I'll see if I can.
Yeah,
have a
when
look.
It's often used in sports, specifically football. When you score three goals in one match, they call it a hat trick.
Yes. Let's see if we can find the meaning. Why do they call it a hat trick? The term originated in cricket, where it refers to three wickets taken by a bowler in three consecutive balls, traditionally rewarded with the presentation of a hat. The hat was given as some
sort of prize. The umpire, I imagine.
It later was transferred to ice hockey, soccer, and baseball, where it denotes three consecutive successes, goals, hits, and so on.
Good. All right.
So if you got a hat trick in cricket, they would give you a hat as a prize. So there you go. And then is there one more?
There is one more, and I squeezed it in at the very end.
Am I going to kick myself?
No, because I don't think you heard it, because it was when you said you've got to catch up. And I said, you know what? I'm not gonna say it. And you're like, oh, don't worry. I'm like, yeah, I'll save it for a rainy day.
Ha ha. So that was the other one. Save it for a rainy day.
I was gonna save my last expression for a rainy day.
Right. So.
It means save it for another. Literally, I mean, that's an easier one to understand off the bat. Save it. I mean, what would you save for a rainy day? It's the easiest one to understand, and it's the hardest one to explain.
Can I think of a good example? I mean, it's like money. Like for example, if your auntie comes and gives you £1,
yeah,
and she says, "Don't spend it all at once."
Yeah.
Save it for a rainy day. Is that a good example?
No, yeah. It means save it for another time. Literally, it means just, yeah, we'll save it for another time. If it's often people with beards, if they have like bits of food stuck in their beard and their friend says, oh, you've got a bit of food, he goes, yeah, I'm saving it for a rainy day.
Right. I mean, I'm keeping it in my beard so I can eat it later.
Yeah.
This is what freedictionary.com uses an example. Well, they say to reserve something, especially money, for use in a time period of unforeseen difficulty, trouble, or need. So it's basically save it until you need it.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, I imagine maybe it comes from a time when if you worked outdoors,
yeah,
and you needed good weather, instead of spending all the money that you earned when it was sunny, then you save it for a rainy day when you can't work. The conditions are too bad in the mining, you know.
Right. I wonder if there are similar idioms around the world. I know you want to buy a new TV with your money, but you should really save that money for a rainy day. Another one is, I save a portion of my wages each month for a rainy day.
It's kind of weird because a rainy day, you normally stay in at home and spend less money.
I think a rainy day is just like synonymous with a difficult time.
Yeah.
That's all, basically. So save this so you can use it.
You should save it for a sunny day, because a sunny day, you're going to go out and have drinks in a terrace.
That's true.
And spend lots of money going to different places, going to outdoor events. Whereas a rainy day, you're sitting and watching Netflix.
But you'd save the money for a rainy day because you're going to need to buy an umbrella on that day. So save your money so that when it rains, you can buy an umbrella.
And you do end up usually buying an umbrella every day it rains because you forget yours at home, and then you're out and then you buy a new one off a guy who's like, €1, €1, €1, and you buy...
I can't remember who I was saying this to. I think it was Fred, that I basically... I am an umbrella distribution system that, like... I don't know how many umbrellas I've bought or owned in my life. It's a lot. But I don't own any of them. Now, like every single umbrella that I've ever owned, I have lost.
Yeah, or given away or borrowed, lent to somebody.
I don't even remember giving or lending any umbrellas. I just think I just leave them in places.
It's a good,
leaving umbrellas around the world, a trail of umbrellas.
Good premise for a stand-up bit.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, maybe I should use that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the end of the idioms game. I don't know what, as I said, I don't know how I'm going to title this episode. What do you think? What shall I do? Paul Taylor / baby news / idioms game.
That's too complicated.
Welcome to my world. This is like how I spend my time. Like, how am I going to title this episode?
At least you don't have the thumbnail to worry about.
I do as well, less than you. You've got YouTube thumbnails.
I would say just like another episode, catching up. I don't know, Paul.
Yeah, I'll do catching it with Paul.
Why don't you title it with an idiom?
Ooh, which one?
I don't know.
Back to the drawing boards. No, mind your P's and Q's. No, feeling under the weather. No,
We're all ears with Paul Taylor.
All ears with Paul Taylor. Take the bull by the horns. Taking the bull by the horns with Paul Taylor. A hat trick.
Bending over backwards.
Saving Paul Taylor for a rainy day. Pulling your socks up with Paul. Down in the dumps with Paul Taylor. That's quite a good one.
Oh, that's not bad, because
you are down.
Yeah,
in the dumps.
There you go. You've got your title.
Down in the dumps with Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe letting the cat out of the bag, bending over backwards with Paul Taylor, Get Your Skates On, Calling a Spade, Full of Beans with Paul Taylor. Not a Sausage with Paul Taylor. That'll be a weird one. Okay, well, I'll think of something. Paul, right. Thank you for being in this episode.
Mate, absolute pleasure.
Can you stick around for another
one? Yeah, of course, yeah. I might have to call someone back for
okay.
a second.
Okay.
And then we'll be back very soon for another episode
All right.
of Luke's English Podcast.
All right, folks. I think I'll probably do like a little goodbye at the end of my own.
Yeah, all right.
All right, then.
Good.
Okay, so remember all those idioms are listed on the page for this episode, so check them out. Let me just repeat them for you. To go back to the drawing board, like, oh, this isn't working, let's just go back to the drawing board. Mind your P's and Q's, meaning just make sure you're being polite. Oh, I'm feeling a bit under the weather today, which is one that everybody knows, meaning you're feeling a bit unwell. I'm all ears. You know, come on, tell me, I'm all ears. You're very keen to listen to it. To take the bull by the horns, you know, I think we really need to take the bull by the horns on this one to get the situation under control. A hat trick, so he scored a hat trick in the game. You know, I'm going to save that for a rainy day. So I inherited some money and I'm not going to spend it now. I'm going to save it for a rainy day. So like, come on, I think you really need to kind of pull your socks up and really get down to some work here. I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps today. To be down in the dumps. I think I let the cat out of the bag about the party. To bend over backwards, like everyone's bent over backwards to make sure that we're very welcome. Come on, hurry up, get your skates on. It's like, well, you certainly are straight talking. You call a spade, don't you? And 14, to be full of beans. Oh, you know, like she's full of beans this morning, isn't she? And it's like, did you catch anything? No, nothing, zero, not a sausage. So there you go then. And that's pretty much the end of the episode. I wanted to ask you one thing. What was that thing? That's it. I wanted to ask you about the mystery story that I did a few episodes ago. Murder mystery detective story. I don't know what you all thought of that. Did you enjoy it? Was it too difficult to follow? Do give me your feedback about that series, and you can do that on the website. Don't forget to sign up to LEP Premium. I've been uploading videos on there recently, and including sort of pronunciation drill videos with the text on the screen and stuff like that. So check out LEP Premium at teacherluke.co.uk/premium. You can download the Luke's English Podcast app to get every single episode and also lots of bonus episodes and access to the premium stuff. Just search for Luke's English Podcast app in the App Store. You can sign up to the mailing list on the website to get a link in your inbox when I publish something. Check out my sponsors, iTalkie for one-to-one lessons, and just generally get in touch and let me know how it's all going for you out there in podcast land. But that's it for this episode, and I'll speak to you again in the next one. But for now, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.